Good evening, this is Patrick Donahue. We appreciate you listening every week at this same time for Bible Crossfire. There are several important truths we learn from 2 John verses 9 through 11. It reads, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." First, we learn from this passage that doctrine is important. Many preachers and churches want to de-emphasize doctrine because there is disagreement on such between them. But verse 9 says if we don't abide in the doctrine of Christ, we don't have God, so we can't be saved. If our salvation is dependent upon it, doctrine must be super important. Matthew 15 verse 9 explains, "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." So if we teach the commandments of men instead of the commandments of God, our worship will be in vain, and we certainly can't be saved that way. Bottom line is we have to get our doctrine right to be saved. Second, we learn that salvation is not by faith only. Salvation by faith only says as long as we have faith in Christ, we will be saved even if we are not following what Christ said. But verse 9 teaches we must believe in Christ enough to follow what he taught, that is, abide in his doctrine. And James 2:24 will always prove salvation by faith only to be false. It says, "Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only." Third, baptism is necessary to salvation. If we are not baptized, then we are not abiding in the doctrine of Christ, because Christ's doctrine teaches we should be baptized. Mark 16:16 makes this point very simply but conclusively. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." Fourth, we learn from 2 John verses 9 through 11 that obedience in general is necessary to salvation. What we just said about baptism is also true about any instruction from God. If we do not obey such instructions, we are not abiding in the teaching of Christ. So according to verse 9, we don't have God. We can't be saved. Passages like Hebrews chapter 5 verse 9 drive this point home. "And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Fifth, we learn that once saved, always saved is false. Suppose a person were to get saved but then later quit abiding in the teaching of Christ. 2 John 9 would teach he is without God and therefore without salvation. So he was saved at one point, but then lost his salvation due to not abiding in the teaching of Christ. The doctrine of once saved, always saved says a Christian will be saved regardless of whether he abides in Jesus' teaching, but 2 John 9 flatly contradicts that theory. Galatians 5:4 also proved once saved, always saved false when it reads, "Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." Now, Baptists say a Christian can't fall from grace, but this verse said some in that day already had fallen from grace. Sixth, we learn that we must not fellowship error. 2 John verses 10 through 11 say that if we bid someone Godspeed who is in sin, we become a partaker in their evil deeds. So not only must we follow Christ's teachings personally, we should not help someone else to sin or encourage them in their sin. Ephesians 5:11 confirms this by saying, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them."